Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Macanaman,
the podcast that recaps Drag Race franchises, especially Drag Race Philippines, from a Pinoy queer superfan lens. Kasi Macanaman pwede, di ba?
Yes, and pwedeng pwede. Also, episode 5. We're here for episode 5. We are at the halfway mark of the season already.
Damn. But I think it was a really good episode for like a halfway mark.
Uh-huh. Really good episode. I think great mini challenge, great maxi challenge, great runway.
My favorite runway so far, I was just about to say.
Yeah, it's my favorite. It's been the strongest so far. So I can't wait to unpack all that sa ating podcast today, tonight. We also have a very, very exciting interview for y'all with Miss Jade Tang Popso.
Ano na lang po, pakiantabayanan na lang po ang mga volume dahil marami pong tilian ang nangyari. So sorry na lang sa eardrums nyo.
Correct. Maraming tilian po ang nangyari, but it was very, very fun. We just finished recording it. So dahil baliktad kami mag-isip dito, ihuli namin yung actual recap.
Correct.
But some more announcements as well. Before we start the recap, tickets to our episode 6 viewing party are still available as of recording this on a Friday. We're about 50% full already, but we have, I think, 6 out of the 7 remaining queens in our lineup. We also have CDO queens.
Correct. So Hannah Beshi has been representing Cagayan de Oro, and she just brought in 2 of her sisters from the House of La Fea to come and perform at our show. We have Maharlika and Kiana, so that's exciting to, you know, see drag from different provinces nationwide.
Correct. And then, of course, we have the Dapat Pakak lip sync, which we will tell you more about later. But yes, nakakakilig pong makita ang Macanaman logo sa gitna ng HBO Go logo at Drag Race Philippines logo.
Yes, the prodigal child has finally been accepted back into the family. Charot!
Tapos meron pang World of Wonder logo sa baba. I mean, nakakakilig talaga siya because, I mean, we're both from advertising. We know na official logos are just used for official purposes.
Ate, yung picture namin, my World of Wonder logo, sorry na lang po talaga sa inyong lahat.
Correct. So, nakakakilig po talaga yan, but we'll tell you more about that later on. We are here for episode 5. So, we start the episode with Verushka's mirror message and the rest of the cast in a very celebratory mood.
Yes, unanimously deserve. If you have not listened to our interview with Verushka from our previous recap, it was quite something.
Yes, I mean, Verushka was portrayed as a villain this season. Let's not beat around the bush. Of course, I say portrayed as a villain this season because we don't know her personally. We don't know. I'm pretty sure she's a very pleasant and delightful person. But in season 2, she was edited as a villain.
Yes.
Okay.
That is what we were portrayed from the edit.
Correct. Of course, a lot of the chatter online are kind of saying that they kind of missed the spice that Verushka brought into the season. But thank you so much again, Verushka.
I don't think we have a shortage of villain edits so far. Para medyo the reactions, well, napanood mo natin episode, but the reaction from Didi's winning of the challenge was quite not as warm as we are used to from winners.
Correct. And I really want to get into that later on because I think undeniably Didi did the best in the Rusical. But
yes,
the runway, and then maybe also how she's been portrayed the last few weeks did play into how she was received or how she is currently being received. Yeah. So we will talk about that later.
But speaking of Didi, we do have this story beat. After the girls come back in from Verushka's elimination, Didi did talk about, you know, wanting to unalive herself previously. And she's talking about how she's really overcome right now with the self-doubt that was imposed by, you know, not so fatherly words that her father left her with when she left the house before. I think it's a really important storyline that does get developed later on in the episode for Didi.
Yes, but of course, our hearts go out to Didi for having gone through this. I mean, yeah. We're very happy that you're in a better place now. But you know, this is still very much a problem, a truth that I think more people face, even though we're getting a lot of representation. These stories very much are still present. So yes. If you're listening to the podcast and you're going through it, please know that it does get better. Kapit lang, and kaya yan, okay?
Yes, huwag ka munang bibitaw like the song.
Correct. And then we move on to the mini-challenge na trip to Jerusalem. Now, can I just say, this is one of my favorite birthday party games up in this biz. As a very feisty Aries child growing up.
As sa mahilig umupo.
I mean, this was basically training grounds kung itong trip to Jerusalem in terms of bulldozing any space I enter. because that's basically the job description in order for you to succeed at this game.
Correct. We've had a lot of fun mini challenges on Drag Race Philippines. I think naging trademark na yon ng Drag Race Philippines na talagang nilalabas natin ang mga fiesta games, ang mga palarong pang-intrams, ang mga birthday party games as mini challenges for fun, like purely just for the pure joy of the pure Filipino-ness of it. And this is so far my favorite mini challenge from season 1 and season 2. And the girls really took it to another level. If I were to pick anyone that I'm like in from the cast dito sa mini-challenge to, ako si Ovi. Ako yung tipong kukunin ko yung upuan para wala nang ibang makapag-agaw sa akin. Tatanggalin ko siya from the lineup basta akin siya.
Yes, it's a very Ovi thing to do, to just like, nobody said I can't make up my own rules, right? So that's very, very entertaining. Of course, I think foreshadowing din dito that Matilda was the first one to get eliminated.
Oo nga eh! Finally, natanggal na yung streak niya of being a mini challenge slayer, and on the episode that she unfortunately sashays away, we find out that Kat-Kat wins with free CT scan.
Correct.
Dahil siya po ay nabaldog. Sana okay rin po si Pit Crew Dale. Sana wala naman po major injuries na naganap from that balduga na naganap.
Nakakatawa kasi si Kat-Kat bumagsak dito sa mini challenge, tapos sa dulo ng episode bumagsak din si Kat-Kat. Nung nadapa siya dun sa kanyang outfit from the runway. Nakakita ko ng isang meme online na parang mayroong picture ni Kat-Kat na nasa isang HMO office. Parang captivating Kat-Kat scene getting insurance after episode 5. Sobrang tawa ko. Sobrang bobo.
Correct. I think, ano nga, kung may MMK episode title tong episode na to, ano yan, either baldog or deserve.
Correct. Dalawang beses talagang lumagapak si Mother Kat-Kat. But Kat-Kat wins the mini challenge, diba? May 80,000 siya from last week. Ngayon meron siyang 20,000.
Correct.
And then, of course, later on, we find out that Kat-Kat basically gets first dibs on the role of this week's Maxi Challenge. And yun nga, ang ating Maxi Challenge ay The Rusical.
Yes, so we have Sirena, The Rusical, based off of Little Mermaid, based off of Super Sirena, the competition, based off of Jezebel, and a lot of other, alam mo yun, mermaid fantasy stories na kinalakihan natin sa fantasy series sa TV.
Yes, and dahil merong special advantage si Kat-Kat from winning the mini challenge, Kat-Kat picks the lead role, si Sirena, and I would probably do the same thing, diba? Tipo, kung meron akong momentum from winning Snatch Game last week, why not double down and, you know, make such a bold move and take the lead role?
Oo. Actually, so far, sa Rusicals, you know, it's nice to challenge yourself to take on a smaller role and make the most out of it. But we always know that the most memorable roles in the Rusical are always the ones, are always the characters with the solo numbers, with yung may sariling eksena.
Yes.
So, Kat-Kat lets the rest of the girls kind of have their picking amongst the roles. And it was a pretty diplomatic overall selection, except for Arizona and Didi that pinag-awayan pa po nila ng very, very slight, very, very cute ang role na Tia Pusit. Pero napag-usapan naman, and Didi gets the role of Tia Pusit and Arizona concedes to the role of Pia. And then we also have Miss Jade Saw and Bernie for the role of Tampalpuke. Alam mo, grabe the Easter eggs of season 1 in the season. Like, the producers and story writers did a really good job at that. But yes, nagpa-audition pa po sila. And you'll find out later on how things go from Miss Jade's perspective. But essentially, Bernie wins the role of Tampalpuke and Miss Jade receives the role of Princess Erica.
Yes. What I really love about this part is I think lumalabas na yung mga pangilong girls. Alam nilang, we just entered Act 2 of the season. So this is the time na parang if wala ka pang proper FaceTime or critiques from the judges, if hindi ka pa nakaka-receive ng magandang notes from them, this is the time to make it happen. And I really felt that with Arizona, even though lagi naman siya nakakuha ng feedback sa judges. But Arizona really took last week's defeat seriously. Parang she wanted vengeance talaga for this week. Choosing sana si Tia Pusit na role.
Oo, I mean like her first episode, she was at the top, at the very top of the pack. And I don't think she's had that much time with the judges after that. So feeling ko naagit na rin siya na, why does it feel like I'm coasting? And tama naman na you wouldn't want to coast on Drag Race.
Yes.
Something that Matilda kind of makes the mistake of with choosing the role of Catriona in this episode, as we will see later on.
Yeah.
So we do have the rehearsal of Serena the Rusical with Teacher Cecil, who is a very, very bright light for this episode. You know, last year we had the quite controversial Sir Douglas Nieras. But this time around, they picked a choreographer who sobrang gusto ko yung part na sinabi niya, okay, I will guide you into your roles, into what I think you should do, pero kung may suggestion kayo, ipasok natin agad yan. Which I think is very true of theater, na ganoon naman talaga, like sometimes you have to let the actors make the choices that are most fulfilling to how they know the character, which I think contributed overall to kung gaano kaganda yung Rusical na to.
Yeah. Sobrang ganda ng Rusical na to. But I know we keep wanting to talk about the Rusical. But before that, marami pa tayong mga story beats, mga very sensitive moments with the
Actually,
cast.
Actually, oo. Parang we received 4 or 5 like very important story beats about like, you know, how life is like as a queer Filipino. Yep. Yung mga pinagdadaanan nating less celebratory parts, less happy parts of being gay here in the Philippines. So, Didi brought up the topic of, you know, Serena the Rusical talks a lot about family dynamics. Did anyone ever have any experiences like that growing up? And Arizona brings up this experience she had with her sister na, as she says, medyo hindi sila ganun ka-close and then they started living apart and then randomly, niyaya daw siya ng ate niya na kumain sa labas, mag-bonding sila, ganyan, which she was very happy about, but it wasn't as happy as she thought kasi pagdating niya doon, ang kasama daw ng ate niya ay mga pastor and they started praying for her. Essentially, parang pray the gay away.
Yeah. I mean, it's a very painful story. It was painful to watch. I remember looking to Arizona when this was happening. Alam ko naiyak si Arizona noon. But, I mean, talk about the situation wherein there was betrayal and, you know, the rug being pulled from under you. And then after noon, you just get through this exceeding amount of shame. That's a lot to go through, and of course, like from your loved one pa. But ang pinaka na naig talaga dito sa akin is during, even sa confessional, nung nangyayari to, ang nananaig pa rin talaga is how much Arizona loves her sister. Na tipong ayaw niyang, parang hindi na lang daw siya sumagot para hindi masaktan. And I mean, pinili niya, parang tiniis niya na lang out of love. Oh. And you really cannot deny how kind Arizona is. She's really so kind. I mean, like, we see this kindness and love extend to her sharing the spotlight with her Cubao sister. So, it's just it's ang sarap to root for Arizona. That even okay. in dark times, she just finds a way to just shine her light and just make you fall in love with her even more.
Sa akin, ang pinaka nag-stick sa story na to is really how palpable...
Palpable
yung feeling of betrayal. Yung parang sobra-sobra niyang minamahal yung ate niya na inya, kahit na hindi na sila magkasama sa bahay. That time, hindi na sila ganun ka-close. Nung sinabihan siya na ate niya na tara, labas tayo, yung excitement niya, kita mo rin yun sa pagkukwento niya, yung excitement niya na makita and mas maka-close and mas makabag-build ng relationship sa ate niya, just for all of that to happen, parang I felt for her in that moment. Like, all you want to do is be accepted by your family. And then, yun yung madadatnan mo the moment that you think you got that chance.
Yep.
Like, asakit nun.
Sakit yun. And then, of course, Ovi also shared, I think, a story. I think, very briefly lang. Pero I think nakita mo na, even when Ovi was sharing the story, talagang the trauma was still there. Because she was practically shaking as she was narrating the story. But basically, a relative told Ovi na sana mamatay na lang daw siya sa AIDS. I mean, talk about just the hurt and the pain of hearing that. And these are wounds that these artists still carry. So, you know, I wish nothing but healing and love for these two fabulous queens. But also correct. thank you for the courage for sharing these painful stories in front of the whole world.
Yes, it's very important conversations to have, especially in Drag Race Philippines, you know, the local franchise. We've had a lot of discussions of stories like this on like the US franchise, pero iba pa rin yung manggaling siya sa ano eh, sa home ground mo. I thought naiiyak na ako sa story ni Arizona, and then shinare ni Ovi yung kanya. Talagang ang hirap maging Pisces na host kasi I really had to take like a few seconds to just walk out into the corner and try to get myself together kasi that's still a very big problem we have here in the Philippines, yung discussions about sexual health, discussions about HIV. There's still that very, very huge and, as we see, painful, powerful, traumatic stigma that HIV and AIDS has. So, alam mo yun, parang for Ovi to give a face to that kind of pain, hopefully gets other people, you know, our allies that watch the show, other queer people that still perpetuate the stigma, I hope they get a chance to kind of review their perspective of sexual health and the queer people.
Yeah, and you know, science has already taken us so far in terms of managing the virus. So, you know, comments like this, they are just like really ill-informed, and I'm sorry I'm gonna say this, but it really comes from a place of ignorance. So of course mm-hmm. the only way to kind of remedy that is to stay informed. And one big piece of information there is that people who are living with HIV live happy, healthy, successful lives. So yeah, let's just continue to educate one another and be kind to one another. On that correct. Note, we
and
are...
And on that note, I... yeah. medyo, bumigat na slight yung atmosphere. Let's take a quick breather and we will be right back.
And we are back, Drag Race Philippines Season 2, Episode 5 recap. But before we move on, thanks to our sponsors from last week. Of course, we have Issy & Co. We have Kiehl's na namigay na naman po ng nakakalokang prize na skincare products worth 9,000 pesos. Nakakaloka.
Correct.
Then, of course, we have Durex. We have Lift Clinic. Maraming salamat. And then, if you wanna be part of the viewing party, Episode 6 tickets are still available, but also,
if you want to be part of the finale viewing party, ang sarap sabihin, but we have an online competition in partnership with HBO Go Asia and Drag Race Philippines, Dapat Pakak. So, our first leg, the Pakak lip sync. Mechanics are already on our Instagram, but if you haven't gotten a chance to review it,
but in a nutshell, we will need you to lip sync to Boogs. Show us your lip syncing assassination skills. Use the official hashtags which you can find on the post sa Instagram namin. And we have a special guest judge sa round 1 ng lip syncing. and her name might sound like Sharina Farmers. So hulaan niyo na lang.
Oh my god. Shit, sino kaya to? Oh my god, I have to review. I have to review kung sino yung mga kilala ko.
Hulaan niyo na lang kung sino po, but siya po ang extra special guest judge namin for round 1. And then what's at stake? Basically, ang mapipili po namin na mananalo ng first round, which is the audience lip sync battle, will win tickets to our finale viewing party, which is happening really soon. And ang pinaka grand winner po from both categories, mananalo na ng VIP tickets to our finale viewing party. Mananalo pa sila ng hair spa makeover ganap from Culture Salon, who also was our sponsor last year. I love that for them. And then, meron pa silang spa day from Manila Peninsula. So, ang amount lang naman po ng lahat ng prizes na to ay worth 17,500 pesos. Yun lang naman po.
Diba? Siya. Makaka-attend ka na nga ng grand finale, makakapagpaganda ka pa right before. So, alam mo, sulitin mo na ang iyong package and para makapunta ka sa ano, finale viewing party namin in your most bougie presentable self. Diba?
Yes. At sumikat ka pa. Dahil pinakita mo sa amin ang iyong lip sync assassination skills. But please go check out our post on Instagram to find out more of the details. But we can't wait to see your entries. And we are so close to the finale already. So go, go, go send those entries.
And now let's go back to Drag Race Philippines Episode 5, The Rusical Sirena. What did you think about overall thoughts on this rusical?
First of all, I really liked it. This is much closer to a musical than last year. Yes. I think last year was kind of like a review, R-E-V-U-E. I think ganun ata yung technical term doon, where it was a compilation of, you know, of songs and performances without really having a clear through line sa plot. But this time, we got a plot, we got a tension, we got a villain, we got a character transformation, we got minor characters. So I really like that. Especially because most of the rusicals ng ibang franchises, mas ganun na eh. Hindi siya parang concert type. So I really like that. Of course, props to EJ Yatko, the composer and lyricist from last year's rusical na nagbabalik po nandito. Ka-theater org po namin siya sa Ateneo Blue Repertory back in the day. At siya po ay nasa viewing party namin nung isang araw to witness the celebration of his work. And with that, the lyrics I think did a very sophisticated and fantastic job of 1, being memorable, 2, functioning as dialogues for the character, and 3, advancing the plot. So, I mean, EJ Yatko was behind this, so of course, this was gonna be top-notch. How about you? What did you think of the rusical?
I much prefer this type of rusical compared to last year. I think there was some discussion online about, you know, the casting, the results of last year's rusical. I think rusicals like this that are actually story-driven rather than features of certain characters are a much more even playing field. We've seen it before na smaller roles have been taken to great heights by certain queens. Kumbaga parang rusical formats na ganito that are ensemble, cast, story-driven give a more fair battlefield for all the queens to, you know, do what it takes, do their part in shining. In terms of the rusical itself, very timely kasi kakalabas lang po ng Little Mermaid now. So, of course, at that time that they were doing it, that they were filming this, hindi pa po lumalabas ang Little Mermaid ni Halle Bailey. But they did a really good homage. Very timely. Ang ganda rin ng callbacks to like the Super Serena competition, callbacks to Jezebel. And what I really love about this is how strong the writing is. It was a perfect mix of English and Filipino. English na jokes that are relatable to people from all around the world. Lalo na yung ano yun, mas masarap kesa sa top, sa bottom ng sea. Yeah. That was really smart.
Really good,
and
really
of
good.
Course, gay humor jokes. And then we do still have the very Filipino comedy humor of it all. So, it does a great job of pandering to all types of audiences. I think in the scheme, or as we like to say, in the Drag Race tapestry, especially amongst international franchises, I think Sirena will have a really good, strong standing as one of the rusicals that's more up there.
Yes. wala, world class talaga siya, and thank God that we got a better, stronger musical material for this season. Okay, let's move on to the performances of each queen. Start muna tayo kay Sirena na pinili ni Captivating Kat Kat. I think the performance was very, very strong to the point na nung judges critiques, hindi natin malaman, is she in the bottom or in the top? Medyo may ganun din.
Correct.
May ganun confusion. And I think a big part of that is you cannot deny yung stage presence ni Kat Kat. That
correct.
Even in times na I don't know, maybe the dialogue wasn't punchy enough, or every time there was a wide shot, she had to react to her scene partner. You can't take your eyes off her. You really cannot.
Uh-oh. I think siguro what kind of, in air quotes, brought Kat Kat's performance down is how much was truly asked of the role.
Yeah.
It's a big role with big, pun intended, the shoes to fill. But I think ultimately, the role itself was a lot. Parang they had to compress so much things for this character to do in a small amount of time. Na ayun nga, parang naka-mermaid tail siya, tapos bigla niya kailangan mag-stunts while in the mermaid tail. Ang dami niya ginagawa, which Kat Kat stepped up to do. She fulfilled every part, but I think it was really just the task list, the laundry list of the character was just a little too overwhelming for the airtime it was given.
Yeah, and I think 90% of the time she had to be on stage. So, that's really our gargantuan task. But I do remember, merong isang shot of Kat Kat na yung nagahawi yung camera from top right to bottom left pababa. And then, ang ganda nung sayaw nung camera na yun. Tapos ang ganda nung bigay ni Kat Kat. I think our whole audience melted and just applauded after that. Because
maganda yung ano nuances ni Kat Kat. Parang ako, like, I have the musical playing in the background here on my screen. Nakita ko yung shot na, it was Didi's number. Didi was lip-syncing. Didi was doing her stellar performance, by the way. We'll get to that. But Kat Kat was still very much in character, very much still reacting. Ang funny pa rin ng mga physical humor niya. Even in when she's supposedly to be in the background of the scene, ganda pa rin ng mga salo niya, ganda ng portrayal niya. So, yeah, it was hard to judge kung nasa top ba siya or nasa bottom. But I don't think, well, sinabi naman ni Mama Pao sa Safe Girls, that they did a good performance as well. So I think overall, wala kasing bottom-worthy performance talaga.
That's true.
Na technical na lang tayo.
Yes, and it's nice that, you know, we know why she calls herself captivating.
Oh, she was. She is.
She really mother tuckin' was. Up next, we have Ovi Kant as Labas-chan. This was part of Ovi's wheelhouse. Kengkoy.
Yes.
Na mukhang tanga lang. And she sold it. Sa bit nilang dalawa ni Bernie, sobrang nabitin ako because, I mean, the top placements, I think, were well-deserved.
Yes.
Because of their performances. But I think material-wise, they had very limited material to work with. Could have preferred maybe, I don't know, a minute more per character. But yeah, Ovi was fantastic.
To me, personally, this character is the most appealing of the bunch. Kasi essentially, the humor of the character is hard-coded into the script. But Ovi took it to so much more. As in, tama si, I think it was Kalad Karen that said, Ovi is the perfect person in this cast for this role. Nobody else in this cast could have done Labas-chan as good. And I have to agree. Like, totoo yun yung sinabi ni Jiggly that she's not afraid to look ugly or stupid for entertainment. That's a really, really big strength. Actually, parang basic requirement nga yan when it comes to acting in theater. Like, you shouldn't be too self-conscious that you don't allow yourself to play. And Ovi just played. The musical was her playground.
And one of the masterful things that Ovi did, I think, was she looked like how the track sounded like. You get what I'm
correct.
Saying? Na parang buong-buo siya yung physicality na kinreate niya for the character, given kung ano yung nandun sa yung boses ng performer sa song. It was just, it looked effortless. It seemed as if siya yung nag-record nung, it was that good. It seemed as if siya yung nag-record nung track.
Yes, so alam mo yon, some people want to say that Ovi was robbed, perhaps. I think there's, you know, argument for that, definitely.
Definitely.
Next up, we have Ovi's scene partner, Bernie as Tampalpuke, who you know, I think the two of them did a really good job of making each other look.
Yes. Tawang-tawa ako dun sa bit na ano yung maglabas ng MP3 player tapos stereo yung nilabas.
Correct.
I mean, that was so funny. And I think one thing we should appreciate more here is that why Bernie chose Tampalpuke or really fought for Tampalpuke, because I think, you know, we already know Bernie to be this bombastic showgirl. I think she wanted to choose a character na medyo, not medyo, I think, like, labas sa comfort zone niya, kaya niyang gawing kengkoy. So she's taking, like, the right risk at the right time because she wants to fucking win this competition. I think it paid off. So I think, more than the performance, mas talagang nire-respeto ko yung kung bakit yun yung pinili niya as a competitor this season.
Ano, kumbaga parang it is the perfect time for Bernie to just show range. Alam mo yun, we're halfway through the season and we know Bernie as one thing, like as one character, as one, siguro like, dwelling on a few archetypes within that realm. And then we see her now as this like really cutesy little thing that she is in real life, but you know, it's the perfect time to just show that side of Bernie for the competition. I think it's just going to propel her storyline throughout the season even more.
Yes, and I think we have to talk about the next three as a trio. We have Arizona as Pia, Hannah as Tritona, Matilda as Catriona. Again, similar to what you mentioned earlier, I don't think there were any bottom-worthy performances this week. I think all of them were strong. I understand that whatever Arizona does, she is truly electric. But for me, the pinaka-standout here, who I think deserved much better, was Hannah.
Oo. Alam mo, technical talaga eh. It's the technicality. We have to have a top three and a bottom three. But I think wala talagang masyadong bottom-worthy placements. Yun nga, parang nahirapan nga sila ng bigyan ng technical na lusot si Kat-Kat na ilagay sa bottom, even though she did do quite a stellar performance. Nabaril lang talaga nila si Matilda with the comparison. Which, alam mo yun, Matilda had that moment in Untucked na she felt that it was quite unfair for her to receive critiques like that. But given the roles, ano talaga eh, Arizona, despite having a smaller role, was making so much stronger and riskier choices than Matilda was. And I think parang, well, ayun, naka-line up naman sila in that way. I think Hannah was like the midpoint, was like the standard, like ito yung sobrang sakto lang na stage presence. And then Arizona was like the bombastic one. So of course, with those two, given those two, Matilda would look smaller, even though I don't think she made any bad choices with her character talaga.
Yeah, and I think the Catriona role had to be the straight man in that trio eh.
Oh.
So that's what it called for. So talaga, I guess bad timing lang, but I think Matilda was very effective. But yeah, si Hannah Beshi, I think, is I think yung lip-syncing skills niya are quite underrated, because if you just see how precise she delivered itong si Tritona, the precision, the emotion, the stage presence while doing the choreography. Mama, you're seeing somebody, you're seeing the real deal here. So I hope she gets more recognition as the season progresses.
May mga comparisons online of Hannah Beshi being like the ano, the bunganga of the season, much like how Venus was last year. I think that comparison is very warranted. Her lip sync work, her mouth work talaga, yeah. Na-appreciate ko talaga siya in this musical.
Fucking love Hannah.
Next up, we move on to Miss Jade Tongpopso as Princess Erica. Again, the technicality of we need a bottom two.
Yeah.
I think what got Miss Jade, later on in the interview, you'll hear her talk about what it was like from her perspective, but I did clock a little bit of that parang discomfort in that character, just a hit pa din throughout her portrayal. But I think what really got her was she had such a strong entrance, eh, powerful ng entrance niya, and that was it. Parang she didn't know how to maintain that momentum, especially given na half the time her character is on stage having to watch and react to other girls. Having a strong entrance is good, but if you don't know where else to take the character from there, it's flat eh. It's going to give a flat performance. And with everyone else's characters being so story-driven and bombastic, by technicality, yeah, it will look like a bottom performance. By pure technicality, emphasis.
Ito yung paboritong comment ni Michelle Visage na peaks and valleys. I think this needed it that much. But I think nakita ko yung potential ng role na to na parang it could have been like really a major showstopper with like the right choices and the right chops. This reminded me so much of Shay Coulee's Rusical Black China Season 9 turn. I think it had that potential of being that much of a showstopper. But it is what it is. I think Jade still did the most out of it. We can't wait for everyone to hear what she was actually going through at this time. It's quite powerful already. And her edit makes more logical sense once you hear that interview.
Last but not the least, we have Didi Marie Holiday as Tia Pusit. And honestly, the role went to the right person.
Yeah, the role went to the right person. I think everyone unanimously agrees na like, Didi did the best. And something tells me that maybe dahil very accessible pa rin sa kanyang maging foil to Kat-Kat, that played into the truth of the character in the moment. And I think, you know, that gave us a more flavorful performance and gave her a Rue badge. So, you know, as actors, you make do of what you have.
I think siguro ang medyo nagiging technical part lang of people contesting this win is there is still that, like, unresolved conversation of how much do the runways really play into the deliberation. Kasi people were arguing that Bernie had a stronger runway, Ovi had a stronger runway, despite Didi only, like, being better by an inch over the two of them. So parang may ganun pa rin argument na people are saying that if we take in the episode overall, Ovi should have won, Bernie should have won. But I think if we judge solely based on the Rusical performance, it was Didi. Ovi and Bernie made the most out of supporting roles, but Didi was really just like a showstopper contrabida. The physicalization was there. The how she commands the stage from the moment she enters to when she exits. Kasi kahit na nung, ano na, nung hinatak na ni Kat-Kat yung shell necklace sa kanya, yung pag-exit niya sa stage na parang nagba-ballerina twirl pa rin siya, that I was still watching her. She was leaving to the back of the main stage but my eyes were still on her. Like, that's how good her portrayal was. And, you know, she might not be your favorite character on this reality TV show, but she deserved that win from her performance in the Rusical.
Yeah, another thing I loved about Didi is she was such a total pro that the whole time I felt at ease that I was in the hands of somebody seasoned, somebody who is there to entertain. That felt really good, but because I think that's the first time this season that I got that kind of feeling from Didi na parang, I got you, I've been doing this for a long time, let me fucking entertain you.
Correct. So, after the Rusical, we of course move on to the runway. The category is the shoes. So many references, homages to our Drag Race Philippines Season 1 Pork Chop, the iconic prince. Still an icon to this day, as proven by this episode. This is my favorite runway this season so far, I have to say.
Yeah, I mean, again, there were no bottom-worthy runways, actually. Everyone was really good. I think The only note for some of the girls is that the shoes weren't highlighted enough for the whole look. But as a look, it was a major look. Like, I think I'm talking about Jade here and Didi, diba? But everyone was fantastic.
Jade was not given enough props for the fucking shoes she was in. Girl, that is like 10-inch platform heelless shoes. Like, you essentially have to walk on your tiptoes. Imagine mo, parang you're standing on parang baso. Nakatayo ka sa baso on your tiptoes. Like, that's how hard it is to walk in the shoes that Jade was walking in. I think she created a look that complemented the shoes very well, but she was not given enough props for her choice in footwear.
I think my favorite look, or the strongest look of the night, I think would have to be Bernie's, just in terms of the category, because there's a clear highlight of what the category is about. And other than that, I think it's a great balance to the sweet Kenkoy Bernie that we got sa Rusical, and we got back to, you know, the glam, the body, the sophisticated, the fantastical Bernie with this look. So this was my favorite. And the whole, I mean, paglabas pa lang niya sa dulo ng runway bago siya maglakad paharap, yung buong audience pa lang ng viewing party was like, whoa!
Ako, I was backstage during this moment, but I clearly remember the loud roaring of the audience for Hana Beshi's fucking Undin runway look. Like, dito na huli ni Hana talaga yung kiliti ko kasi I've kind of had this idea for an Undin look before. Tapos nung in-execute niya, sabi ko, oh my god, the campiness, the sense of humor, the wit, the intelligence, and the execution. Ang talino nung pagkakapili ni Hana Beshi for the iconic Undin from Shake, Rattle, and Roll as her runway look for the shoes. Because yun nga, tama siya, we don't know what the Undin looks like from the neck down. And she served us this, like, really well done, sickly green, metallic, muscle body suit, and yung shoes that have become, parang I think it pays tribute to, like, the shoes that have become quite meme-worthy online. Kasi itong shoes na to, they really exist. For some reason, itong monster feet shoes, meron talaga nabibili niyan somewhere online. So, ewan ko, it was so timely and referential and smart, and everyone loved it, you know, like from the viewing party. Grabe talaga yung hiyawan for this runway look. Hana Beshi, the unsung fashion queen of this season, I think.
Ganon. So Hana, isa kang alamat.
Correct.
So we find out that the winner of this challenge is Didi. Bernie and Ovi were tops, and then we have Kat as the last person to be called safe, and then we move.
Sobrang confusing nung choice na yon.
Sobrang confusing nung edit na yon, yeah.
They called Ovi and Bernie as safe. So we have the winner of the challenge and the supposed bottom three. Tapos ang tinatawag nilang pangalan, along with Didi, was Kat. So parang,
yeah.
Were they trying to fake out for a lip sync for the win? What was going on, na parang bakit yung isang supposed bottom three placement yung pinapag suspense in air quotes nila for Didi?
Yeah.
Like, what was that?
I got a little confused there. That's why rin sabi ko kanina, medyo confusing yung kay Kat, na parang hindi klaro yung critiques. So yun lang. But we find out that Miss Jade and Matilda lip sync to Gusto Ko Nang Bumitaw. Also, we just wanna flex na as early as November last year, pinag-lip-sync na po namin yung Ikaw Ni Men contest namin ng Gusto Ko Nang Bumitaw.
Gusto Ko Nang Bumitaw, correct. Yes.
So, na-inspire po sa amin ng Drag Race Philippines. Charot, hindi. We know, mas maaga nilang pinaplano to because they asked for the ride. So, nauna lang namin silang mag-execute. Yun lang naman.
this lip-sync was an emotional ride, definitely. I'm very close to three people from this cast. Two of them happened to be lip-syncing to a very emotional song, and you kind of just see the two of them pour their hearts out. Like, I think Jade's atake was coming more from a very rage perspective, eh. Kasi the song itself, the lyrics can be interpreted as that, na parang the frustration, the galit, the rage. Medyo mas ganun yung portrayal ni Jade. Whereas Matty was, yung hugot niya talagang dun sa, parang, that low point. Parang, you're at a very low point in your life, and all you want to do is just like scream and cry about it. Mas ganun yung atake. And just watching the two of them give such strong emotions, may iyak na ako at this point. Actually, ang dami kong iyak this episode. umiiyak na ako at that point sa side. And then, of course, we come to find out that Matilda is sent home, and she gives this just like heart-wrenching exit confessional, exit message for her family. And her mom just so happened to be in the audience that night. And oh my god, ang hirap po ng trabaho mag-hosting tapos gusto mo na lang umiyak.
Yeah, I mean, we got treated to that moment. I think basically, yung audience namin, hakuha siya ng additional 5 to 6 minutes ng episode kasi in-extend namin yung kwento dahil buti po nandun yung nanay ni Matilda. And we just got like a beautiful moment. I'm sure you've seen the video already, but thank you, Drag Race gods, for always just making our viewing parties more magical. But just going back to the lip sync, I feel like definitely it was emotionally charged. I do feel that I think Matty was just overcome by too much emotion na nawala na yung pag-open up ng emotion for a performance, which I feel like Jade was able to tap more into. That's why I feel like when we got Matilda like down on her knees already, we knew na parang, oh, this shit is real. So I think ultimately that's what happened. A lot of people are saying online that this should have been a double shante. I think it could have warranted that.
Bakit nga ba hindi?
Kasi para do kay Turing yun. Char! Nakakatawa yung nakakatawa na kino-callback ng mga tao ngayon yung Turing line.
Double shante ang go. And actually, I don't think a lot of people caught the part that when Jade and Matilda hugged after the lip sync, bumulong actually si Matilda. Medyo mahirap na siyang pakinggan with all of the, you know, the applause of the girls and the judges. But I heard Matilda say, sorry sis, hindi ko na kinaya. Or parang, so, parang something like, sorry sis, bumitaw na ako. Parang may ginanon siya kay Jade na parang, in that moment, Matilda felt apologetic to Jade for not finishing the fight. Kasi nga, ayun na, ano na siya eh, na-overcome na siya with the emotions of, we hear her say in Untucked na, napagod siya. Like, that this competition has drained so much from her, especially siguro coming from being in the bottom three and lip syncing for her life just last week. I think in that moment, Matilda kind of, you know, saw the writing on the wall and her fortitude just wasn't able to take it na.
Yeah. Miss Jade lives to slay another day and then Matilda sashays away. It was a great 5-episode run from Matilda. Somebody really close to the pod and the viewing parties.
I think she's gonna be much remembered and much beloved by the fandom with her run. She gave us, you know, the judges may not have seen it, na parang they didn't see as much of a vulnerability from her on the main stage as we got to see from her in the workroom. But I think if they haven't yet, people really fell in love with Matilda in this episode, and as they should, like, her performance in our viewing party,
girl,
after the episode was just her on a different level of fucking star power, and we've seen her do power dance, really strong choreography medleys. This time, she gave us, like, this very slow and sensual and sexy Beyoncé medley. And it was much stronger than the other times we've seen her, like, really hit it from first beat to last beat.
Yep.
Ganyan talaga, she just enjoyed it. Superstar power.
Correct. Sabi ko nga sa mga girls, guys, 4 minutes lang ang number. Tapos si Mahati sabi niya, magbibigyan sa medley na ako, bigay niyo na sa akin to. Siyempre, hindi na kami tumuto.
Hindi na kami humindi
doon. Sabihan ba naman kami ng Virgo's groove? Eh, hindi naman ako hihindi sa Virgo's groove.
Nahuli nga ang kilit.
Correct. But similar to what you said, I really do feel the fandom having, like, really more significant interest and love for Matilda maybe versus the other contestants who have gone home. Definitely see Matilda doing All Stars again, especially if they do All Stars and it's like a top 2 lip sync for the win. I can just imagine what Matty will just do if ever ma-face niya yung opportunity na yon. So I would love to see Matilda come back.
Correct. Given the, you know, the financial stability that getting cast on a season gives, giving the experience that, you know, the exposure will give you after your time on the show, I just envision a Matilda that's just so much more polished and up to par for an All-Star season, and I'm pretty sure so many other people would love to see Matilda on Drag Race Philippines All-Stars, which is rumored to happen right after season 3, so we'll see how that plays out.
Correct. Ano kaya to? Parang Espanya kaya to? Kasi sa Espanya, if you've seen the spoiler list, basically, merong a few contestants from season 3 ng Espanya na hindi na hinintay mag-air yung season nila. Diretso na silang All-Stars. So, I'm not sure if it will be like that.
Good luck na lang po!
That's a very interesting conversation to have because I think more than the resources, I think it's the time of that you take in between seasons and seeing yourself on TV so you can edit yourself that like comes in really handy when you do All-Stars. But we don't know. I'm just like trying to reference España. But anyway, that's enough fangirling for today.
But without any further ado, our interview with the icon herself, ang power top na brat sina Marikina City, Miss Jade.
Enjoy! Okay, Mix Chanel. So for this week, I mean, ang ating guest, I guess it's safe to say na siya ay
isang... An icon.
An icon, an international superstar. Diba?
Girl, the Rue Girls following this one right now, kaka-follow lang naman sa kanya ni Taze as of the moment.
Oh my God, because nga of the cinematic parallel that we were treated to with that lip sync. But finally, we have her on our podcast. Please welcome the one and only esoteric Bratz doll ng Marikina City. It's Miss Jade Sa.
Huwag mong kalimutan yung tongue pop, Miss Jade Sa.
Miss Jade, hindi po ka marunong mag-tongue-pop, so.
Hi, hunties! It's Miss Jade! So. And I'm the power of the pretzy ng Marikina Titi.
I love it! Sobrang, alam mo, buong Meet the Queens mo, catchphrase mo na talaga siya at this point. Yung buong verse mo sa Boogs, catchphrase na rin siya at this point. Ginagawa na nga siyang prayer before meals.
The copyright and trademark is ongoing.
Ganun po talaga because she is a businesswoman. But you know, before we get started, before we talk about episode 5, kamusta ka now? It's been a whirlwind 4-6 weeks for you. Kamusta ka?
Right now, I'm good and I'm still processing yung nangyari doon. And I'm still, you know, parang dine-devour ko pa rin yung moment kasi parang first time ko pa lang mapanood yung real actual na nangyari kasi kapag nandun ka talaga sa show, hindi mo alam kung ano yung itsura mo, kung ano yung nangyari talaga, kung ginaningan mo ba talaga or what, or ano ba yung itsura ng mga kasama mo. Kaya parang hindi mo rin alam na parang, ala, bakit ako nasa bottom? Parang ganun. Ginawa ko yung best ko. I did my fucking 100%. Ganon. Ay, pwede ba magmura? Sorry.
Pwede. Magmura ka. Magmura. Go, go, go. 1, 2, 3, go.
Upahina!
That's good. But also, I mean, we have to talk about like how much of a global force you've been. Minention siya ni Mix kanina that, I mean, almost like the top caliber Rue Girls have been following you on Instagram. How does it feel to be seen and to be validated by people who I'm sure you've idolized while you were forming your drag persona?
Sobrang flattering kasi before, I was just a fan. And now, na parang I'm in the scene and parang ginagawa, this is just 1 year of me doing drag performances as a profession. And parang, oh my God, na sa sobrang sandali nung time na yon, ganito na agad yung recognition na natatanggap ko. And I was, you know, parang every time parang gumagawa ka ng concept and all, parang hindi ko ina-expect na ganito siya ka-recognize globally. And also parang, wow, yung ginawa ko ever since before, yung mga performances ko, mga concepts ko, it's very parang, I'm really realizing na, oh my God, I was really thinking ahead of my time.
Yes!
I love that!
Tapos now na I'm being in the limelight, sobrang na-appreciate nila kasi, like, wow, this is just like, you know, parang first time nila nakita, something like that, mga ganun.
And marami ka pang ginawa sa viewing parties namin last year na, my God, pag binalik mo ngayon, mauulol sila. I swear. And also, I also want to take this time to just tell the listeners here Jade was in our very first, or not, I think the second audience lip sync battle back in April of last year. Tapos nag-message siya sa akin a few weeks after na parang, Mami, game. Game na ako mag-perform. Magdadrag na po ako ulit. And then, that was the start of it. And look at you now. So, I just wanna tell you na parang, it all starts with that single step. And then, my God. Ngayon, isa ka ng meme. Char.
And ako, I'm personally not surprised of the reception of what you've been putting on the show. Kasi I've always known you as being a very conceptual performer na hindi ka lumalabas lang just to posi stunt, alam mo yan, just to be pretty. You're always thinking of more conceptual, more parang very highly intelligent things to put into your performances, into your looks, as in full package. So I'm not surprised by how people are receiving you at this moment.
Hindi ko gets saan nang galing yung relying on that beauty part.
Actually, that's the perfect segue to our next question. So we're obviously here to talk about episode 5. Yung first choice mo was Tampal Puke. Ano yung strategy behind it in terms of like why was that the role that you wanted to go for initially?
At first, gusto ko talaga si Serena role as you know, main character, but may mas bida-bida pa daw sa akin, sabi ni Arizona. So, kinuha niya. Okay, deleted na yung Serena sa choice ko. So, second is Tampal Puke. Upon reading the script, Tampal Puke yung second na tinawag yung pangalan ko na parang ano kasi siya, di ba? Yung maliit yung boses.
Uh-huh.
Ano, pretty lang, ano lang, ang tawag dito, parang, yun, bubbly, insecurity.
Yeah.
And then, nung kinumpare ko yung sa scripts kay Princess Erica, Princess Erica is, parang the diva, yung lip, parang, nakalagay doon na lip sync assassin siya.
Oh,
so, na-manifest!
Oh my God, okay.
So yun, parang ano siya, diva Beyonce presenting the shoes, akin tong shoes na to, sinong hahanapin kung ano, yung kapares nitong shoes. Ganun yung vibe na sa script ni Princess Erica. And then, parang to match my personality, I was choosing Tampal Puke. But si Bernie, pinili niya din si Tampal Puke kasi bet niya din daw yung cutesy-cutesy. But, hindi naman bag sa kanya. Check! And anyways, pero nag-usap kami, kaming dalawa. And then, parang pinipilit ko na, girl, you're a fucking diva. Sa'yo si Princess Erica, ganyan-ganyan. Nag-ano-ano pa ako, nag-bibigay-bigay pa ako sa kanya ng thoughts. But, yun, super stick siya sa Tampal Puke. And then, nag-audition kami. And then, yun, natalo ko sa audition. And, nagulat ako kasi, di ba, two votes for Bernie, two votes for me.
Uh-huh.
And then, yung last vote is si Kat-Kat and OV. Sa isip-isip ko, syempre, si OV, ibaboto ako.
Uh-oh.
Syempre, sisters. And then, si Kat-Kat, from the Over Queens and Season Queens, ibaboto niya si Bernie, expected ko. So, akala ko magta-tie. So, magta-tie. Ano kayong mangyayari pag nag-tie? Parang, magsampanan na ba kami ni Bernie? So, nagulat ako nung sinabi nila parehas the Bernie. Yung nakita niyo ba yung tingin ko kay Obi?
Oo.
Actually,
I was eyeing this bitch.
Correct. Actually, nakadagdag ba yan? Kasi parang meron kang confessional in Untucked na you felt very betrayed by Obi in that moment. Nakadagdag ba yung moment na yon?
Yeah. Yun na. Parang, nung una, parang questionable yung time na yon. Parang, oh my God, kin-question ko na. Parang, parang napapaganon ako. And then, while they're working, Bernie and, OV, ayun, tinanggap ko na yung role ko as Princess Erica. Sobrang, ako, di ba ako, mag-isa lang yung character na yun.
Yes.
So, I was practicing alone in the workroom. So, hiwa-hiwalay kami. May grupo nila Tritona, nila Pia and...
Yes,
Who's the other bitch?
Si Pia, Tritona, and...
Catriona.
Catriona.
Yes.
Forgettable. Jake. And Ovi and Bernie, ayun, magka-group sila, ibang table na naman. Tapos si Serena, practicing on her own, practicing with Didi. Kasi may moment sila parehas. And then ako, as in, pumunta ako sa station ko. Kasi yung station ko, labas nung camera, nasa camera side. Yung nasa ano ng mga camera. So, hindi siya hagip nung camera. So, doon ako sa salamin na pinakamalayo. Sa, against the working station. So, doon ko minamanifest sa sarili ko and slightly ginagaslight ko yung sarili ko. And nakaya ko to, chine-cheer up ko yung sarili ko mag-isa. And then parang na-feel ko na gumagana yung, bumabalik na naman yung gender dysmorphia ko while practicing Princess Erica. Kasi I just realized na it was based from Prince Eric. E tapos upon listening to the Rusical, boses, ano, ewan ko kung anong boses yun. Boses, medyo hindi siya feminine for me. So parang listening to it na parang may insecurity na ako sa voice. Tapos ganun pa yung ililipsync ko. Kasi, ako kasi yung tao na parang every time na makakarinig ng palalaking song, parang it irks me and and parang to lip sync to song na panglalaki sobrang uncomfortable for me.
Thank you for sharing that, for giving us like yun pala yung pinagdadaanan mo. Of course, you never got to see any of that, but wow, talagang you muscled through that and picked yourself up.
Sobrang tahimik ko that time, as in, and then ayun na nagpractice na kami to the Rusical. Tapos, upon doing the rehearsals, dun ko na napagtanto na, oh my God, I love this character.
Aww.
And this is like a movement for me to like have more courage and to build it up.
Correct.
And tas na-realize ko na, oh my God, yung runway look ko is referred as him.
Yeah.
Androgynous character. Non-binary siya. Tapos, ayun, dun ko na na-feel na parang, oh my God, everything is going in place. Kasi,
correct.
Prince Eric, so, parang sinusubukan ako ng universe na, kaya ko ba to? Parang, ito yung correct. Sign na para malabanan ko yung gender dysmorphia. And I made it.
She said storylines, she said producer.
She said cosmos, she said universe,
she said manifestation.
Manifestation. She said new moon, full moon, retrograde, lahat. Ganon.
Tapos edi nakapag-runway na kami. And then, ang tak na, nung tinatanong, ang tahimik ko, diba? Open sa pala nung antak. Yeah. Tahimik na ako kasi because of the liberation.
Ito yung antak na pinakawala kang airtime so far.
Yeah. Ay, before, ano, sa deliberation pala, Khaled Karen pointed it out na, oh my God, ano ginawa mo si Princess Erica na to think na ang reference niya is Prince Eric. And now, you're her. I referred to him. Gumaganon siya na parang ang bold ko daw. I have so much bravery and courage to do this. And she is acknowledging it and she loved it.
So where is the relying on pretty?
Correct.
Yeah. Ano?
Where is the relying on pretty there?
I just need Khaled Karen to judge me, not the other ones.
So at this, so wow, I mean talagang, that's why we do these interviews because it gives us a better peek of your headspace. So parang actually now it makes, we get a fuller picture of what you were going through and ultimately bakit umabot dun sa kung ano yung nakita namin. So also, I guess at this point, you mentioned kanina, you know, you were alone or you felt to yourself more than usual during this episode. But I guess during this part of the competition, apart from your closeness with Didi, whose company were you also fond of?
I'm gonna say Ovi. I ano kasi super trusted siya na kaibigan. But upon doing the competition, competition mode pala si Bakla. So yun, may nangyaring ganon na parang tinanong sa Antaap na who do you think is gonna be in the bottom?
Mm-hmm.
The only person na sumagot is siya. So I was hurt. Parang instead of di mo na lang sinabi, wag na lang mag-talk kasi you think your friend is in the bottom. Parang ano na lang, shut up na lang. diba? I expected her to shut up. But surprisingly, siya lang yung person na sumagot, the one and only. Wala nang ibang sumagot noon, kundi siya lang. So, tapos parang, ako na-shock talaga ako na parang, ah! Oh my God! This is throwing out of the bus, feels like!
But that happened months ago, diba?
Yeah. Nasold na namin siya as with big brains and rational thinking mama.
Yes, because when you're inside Drag Race, you don't always think rationally.
It's not a rational situation.
It's not a rational situation.
Also, yung question pala, ano, parang si Didi kasi, parang siya yung comforting, ano, na na-feel ko doon. Mas parang, upon seeing, ano, her confessionals right now, oh, parang, naguguluhan ako sa'yo, be. So, may mga ganun palang tao.
On the other hand naman, who at that point, so episode 5, Rusical, who at that point did you feel like was your biggest competition?
I feel like, Ovi, and, at that episode, Ovi pala. Kasi, ano, she's been in the top sa Snatch Game, and I believe that she does wonderful sa drag niya, and the looks are really it, mama. The fashion, the taste.
Yes.
Kasi, ano, I don't wanna say kasi yung iba, it's giving AliExpress and fast fashion, so... hindi ko tinitingnan na stretch mo, ma. To be honest, girl.
I saw that, man.
Ito na. At i-expect na po natin ang mga listeners na i-search kung sino ang mga nag-AliExpress in 3, 2, 1.
Parang okay, I mean, what? No hate sa mga nag-AliExpress, but if you're doing it on the fucking runway, just, you know, be original, and wala namang masama na magpagawa ng damit. And para ma-feature din yung mga gawang Pilipino, right?
I love that. Okay. So, obviously, really iconic episode for you, for better or for worse. A really strong storyline. I think it's just gonna add to your complexity as a character throughout the rest of the season. But let's talk about the most talked about moment right now. That lip sync. What was your plan of attack? Where did you see things going? What was your manifestation?
Before going sa lip sync, I was manifesting. I was, you know, praying for the evilest of evil. Praying to Satan, praying to Baphomet, girl. That he will not gonna be, put me in the bottom. As I'm manifesting to be in the bottom three. And then, nung in-announce na parang, oh my God, shit, kaming dalawa lang ni Matilda natira. Paano na to? Bitch, I was fucking ready, girl. Parang every, ano kasi, na, pinaprepare ko pa din yung sarili ko. Not really, you know, manifesting, pero na-manifest na. Na bottom ako. So, iyon. Every song, I made a concept on every lip sync songs.
Yes.
That they gave. Ito na, nailabas ko na yung concept for this gusto ko nang bumitaw. And the first thing I did is yung umiyak ako kasi I've been doing that performance, no? Bloody Mary. So, sabi ko, praktisado ko na to and I'm just gonna do it to this song. And then, yung part na hindi pinakita, yung nagsisigawan sila, is sumirit yung dugo sa mata ko. So, para sa chorus part, sumirit siya, as in, tumalsik talagang ganun. Kaya di ba pag harap ng camera sa akin, puno na yung dugo ng mukha ko.
Aha. Wala na nga parehas ng mata mo eh.
Yun na, parehas ng mata.
Siya na.
Sumirit siya. Yung ano, di ba sabi ko, ano, umawak ako sa tenga ko, andun yung, ano, yung dugo na galing sa tenga ko. And then, pinindot ko siya, no, nakaganon ako sa harap, parang naka-crab, naka-pointed to my eyes, and then I spread it.
Boom.
And then, blood all over my face, kaya sila sumigaw. And then, yun lang yung hindi pinakita. And then the rest was his. Her story.
So, nung pinanood mo ba yung actual performance, I guess, anong feedback mo sa sarili mo? Kasi yung sabi mo kanina at the start of the episode, diba, parang ngayon mo lang nakita ang itsura ng mga bagay-bagay. Because from our perspective, it was emotionally charged. Pero ikaw, as the performer, now seeing the final product, what's going on inside your head, heart, and soul?
I had an out-of-body experience. Watching that last two nights from Bikini Man.
Uh-huh.
Habang nanonood ako nun, alam mo yung lumabas yung kaluluwa ko tapos napunta ako dun sa TV.
Ganon.
Correct.
Parang ako yun. Tapos, na-stroke na lang ako sa upuan ko, te. No, parang, oh my God, ginagawa ko siya ngayon.
Aww.
Tapos, basically, sumanig ba ako dun. And then, wala na akong ginawa kundi tumulo ng tumulo yung iyak ko habang pinapanood yung song. And of course, watching Matilda broke down in the main stage really dropped my heart din talaga. Pero at that point, nung ginagawa ko siya sa competition, nung nakita kong nasa lapag na si Matilda, tapos gusto ko nang bumitaw yung lyrics, ay, bumitaw na si bakla. I'm good.
I love it. And yun nga, right now, ang dami ng side-by-side posts of you and Taze. Mm-hmm. And then, a lot of mga international Drag Race recappers have been touting your lip sync as the best one of the season so far. So, congratulations. And that's all the time that we have with you. Maraming salamat, Jade. We'll be seeing you soon, as in like in a few days.
Thank you so much.
Any message to the fans before you go?
Just don't forget to like, you know, express yourself fully. If natatakot kang ilabas sa world na you're a fucking alien, do it. Because we are not an alien fugitive here. And our rebirth is infinite. We are just gonna mutate for good and be seen and be loved.
What she said. Very bad.
Yeah, what she said. Thank you so much, Jade. Enjoy the rest of your day and we'll see you in a few days. Bye.
Bye.
Marami pong salamat for joining us sa aming podcast. Again, ang mechanics po ng dapat pakaklip sync challenge ay nasa Instagram feed po namin, and we still have a few more tickets left to our episode 6 viewing party na ang alam ko is the very first acting challenge in Drag Race Philippines. Her story.
Correct.
So let's all experience that together. But don't forget to rate and review us on Apple Podcast and Spotify. Follow us as well on Instagram at @BeckAndAmenPod. I am Baus Rufo on Instagram and Hey It's Baus on TikTok.
I am at @Mix.Chanel on Instagram and at @MixChanel on Twitter, X, whatever you would love to call it or loathe to call it.
Thank you so much.
Goodbye. Back in a man, back